Way of the Wolf, Straight Light Selling, Master the Art of Persuasion, Influence, and Success. Author, Jordan Belfort. The Birth of a Sales System. Selling is everything in life. You're either selling or you're failing. Selling applies to all people and all aspects of life, both business and personal. We're always trying to convey our thoughts, hopes, and dreams in a way that not only moves people to take action, but also get us what we want in life. That's what ethical persuasion's all about. And without it, it's very difficult to achieve success at any level. The three tens. Every sale's the same. It doesn't matter what you're selling or how much it costs. If you can create these crucial elements in a prospect's mind, then you've got an excellent shot of closing. We call these three core elements the three tens, with the context being a prospect's current state of certainty on a scale from 1 to 10. For example, if a prospect is currently at a 10 on the certainty scale, then it means they're in a state of absolute certainty. If the prospect's currently at 1, then they're in a state of absolute uncertainty. The prospect's presence at whatever level doesn't translate into a better or worse chance of closing. Their current state of certainty is just current, and they're waiting to be influenced by you. And this can only happen by considering the three tens. 1. The product, idea, or concept. Human beings buy things they think they'll make their lives better. But just because someone has positive intent doesn't mean the resulting decisions will have a positive impact on them. In fact, it often doesn't. Their lives are punctuated by a series of self-defeating decisions. Even they believe these decisions were good when they made them. That's exactly the definition of positive intent, which is the foundation from which all human beings make their decisions. 2. Trust and connect with you. If your prospect doesn't trust you, then there's absolutely no way they're going to buy from you, no matter how certain they are about your product. In the same way you have varying degrees of certainty for how the prospect feels about your product, there's also varying degrees of certainty for how the prospect feels about you. So you need to have them as close as possible to a 10 for both you and your product. 3. The prospect must trust the company. If you're working for a company with a questionable reputation, your prospects are going to enter the sales encounter at a low level of certainty. Inventing the straight line system. Every conversation, every sales call, every interaction between two humans follows the same basic pattern, a straight line. Just as the shortest distance between any two points is a straight line, try to take your customer from 1 to 0 and get them to buy or sign as quickly as possible. Design everything you say or do to keep your prospect on the straight line and slowly nudge them forward, from the open to the close. The two tenets of the straight line persuasion system. There's two basic tenets of the front half of the straight line. 1. Take immediate control of the sale. When you're in control, you're the one doing the talking and your client is listening. 2. Engage in massive intelligence gathering. While you simultaneously build rapport with your prospect, identify their core needs, their core beliefs that might impact the sale, and identify where their pain lies. Pain is the most powerful motivator of all. It creates urgency, which makes it the perfect vehicle for closing the toughest sales. The Art of Prospecting. Straight-line prospecting is the process of sifting through prospects who enter your sales funnel to eliminate the ones who don't qualify to buy your product, thereby avoiding wasting your time. There are four categories of buyers who will enter your sales funnel. We call them the four buying archetypes. The first archetype is called buyers in heat. They want, need, and can afford your product, and they're prepared to make a buying decision right now. The only downside to this group is that there aren't many of them. The second archetype is called buyers in power. They aren't feeling any major pain from their unfulfilled need, which causes them to lack the level of urgency as buyers in heat, making them feel like they're in a position of power, so they're not going to pull the trigger until they're absolutely certain they found the best solution to their problem. The third archetype is called looky-loose. They act as if they've genuinely interested in buying your product, while they've no intention of doing so. This creates negativity and confusion, in addition to wasting a lot of time. How to identify the looky-loose? 1. They tend to ask a lot of questions that they seem to already know the answers to. 2. They kick the tires of whatever it is you're selling, almost to the point of overkicking them. 3. They let out a large number of oohs and ahs and yups to reinforce the sense that they're genuinely interested. 4. When asked about their finances, they either become boisterously overconfident or unnecessarily vague. The fourth archetype is called the mistake. These are people who never belonged in your sales funnel in the first place. Either they clicked on the wrong website, showed up at your place of business by mistake, or simply are dragged by someone else. The 10 rules of straight-line prospecting. Rule 1. You're a sifter, not an alchemist. Water is water and gold is gold, and they don't magically convert into one another, any more than looky-loos and mistakes convert into buyers in heat or buyers in power. A salesperson has to become an expert sifter, not an alchemist. Rule 2. Always ask for permission to ask questions. For example, John, let me ask you a couple of quick questions so I can best serve you. The use of the word so serves as a justifier, because it justifies your need to ask the prospect questions, as opposed to doing it out of curiosity. Rule 3. You must always use a script. If you try to wing it, the chances of you remembering all the questions or asking them in the right order will be slim to none. Rule 4. Go from less invasive questions to more invasive questions. By asking non-invasive questions first, you give yourself the opportunity to start building rapport by actively listening to your prospect's answers. Rule 5. Ask each question using the right tonality. You need to apply the right tonality to ensure that you get the most comprehensive response while building massive rapport both on conscious and unconscious level. Rule 6. Use the correct body language as the prospect responds. Be absolutely vigilant about following all the active listening cues during the intelligence gathering phase. Rule 7. Always follow a logical path. Making a complete list of your prospecting questions and arranging them in the most logical order. Rule 8. Make mental notes. Don't resolve their pain. By applying a temporary balm to their pain, you're transforming your prospect from being a buyer in heat to a buyer in power, which is the exact opposite of what you want. Instead, you need to amplify their pain by asking them a series of follow-up questions that force them to experience the reality of being in greater pain if they don't take action now. Rule 9. Always end with a powerful transition. If you're 100% certain your product can resolve your prospect's pain and improve the quality of their life, you could use a simple, strong transition like this one. Well, John, based on everything you just said to me, this product is a perfect fit for you. Let me tell you why. From there, you'll go directly into the main body of your sales presentation. Rule 10. Stay on the straight line. When your prospect starts to spiral off, let him spiral off while you step up your active listening, body language, and tonality, so he knows you understand exactly what he's saying. After he's done, you can say something along the lines of, "Wow, it sounds interesting. I can see why you feel that way." And then you lead him back to the straight line and pick up right where you left off by asking him the next question on your list. That's how you maintain control of the sale and build massive rapport. The art and science of looping. Looping is a simple yet highly effective objective handling strategy that allows a salesperson to take each individual objection and use it as an opportunity to further increase a prospect's level of certainty without breaking rapport, and then seamlessly transition into a close. For example, John replies, "It sounds interesting. Let me think about it." To that, you'll answer with a standard straight-line response, which is, "I hear what you're saying, John, but let me ask you a question. Does this idea make sense to you? Do you like the idea?" No matter which objection your prospect initially hits you with, you're always going to answer in exactly the same way. This is a process called deflection. The first part of the sentence lets the prospect know you fully respect his right to feel that way, which ensures that you remain in very tight rapport. The second part redirects the conversation to a far more productive track. If he admits that he likes your product, don't use admission to pressure him to buy. Responsibly powerful. The straight line system is an immensely powerful system that can literally change your life in a matter of days. It all starts by mastering the art of persuasion, using the system, while maintaining a clear understanding that you will never sacrifice your ethics and integrity along the way. Just always remember the words of Spider-Man's uncle in the movie: "With great power comes great responsibility."